This hearing will please come to order. My name is Tirza Lopez, Chair to the Commission. I will be serving as the hearing officer to be advised by the Commission's counsel from the Office of the Attorney General. The purpose of this hearing is for the Commission to receive public comment on repealing and replacing the Hunter Education Rule, Title 19, Chapter 36, Part 3, New Mexico Administrative Code, which will become effective April 1st, 2024. These hearings are being conducted in accordance with the provisions of the Game and Fish Act, the State Rules Act. These hearings will be audio taped, video recorded. Anyone interested in a copy of the audio tape and video recording should contact Ryan Darr with the New Mexico Game and Fish Department. Public notice of this hearing was advertised on the New Mexico Register, the New Mexico Sunshine Portal, and the department's website. Copies of the proposed amendments will have been available on the department's website. Those wishing to comment here today must have registered to submit public comment. This rule hearing will be conducted in the following manner. Staff will present pre-filed exhibits. Exhibits admitted into evidence are available for review by the public on the department's website. After all exhibits are entered, we will proceed to the presentation of the proposed rule, after which testimony will be taken from the audience. Participants are asked to wait until they card to speak. In order to ensure that the hearing is accurately recorded, one person at a time shall be allowed to speak. Any person recognized to speak is asked to identify yourself by name, who you are affiliated with, which time you will be recognized, and speak loud and clear and accurately record your comments. After a person has offered comment, they will stand for questions from the hearing officer. The audience may also ask questions for anyone offering comments after being recognized by me. These hearings are not subject to judicial rules of evidence. However, in the interest of the efficiency, I reserve the right to limit any testimony deemed irrelevant, redundant, or unduly repetitious. The Commission may discuss the proposed new rule after public comment portion of the hearing. Final Commission action, including adoption of the rule, may occur after the conclusion of the presentation and the public comment period for each hearing. Okay. Hearing item number 12, New Mexico Education Rule 9.36.NMAC hearing. This hearing is now open. Are there any exhibits for the proposed amendments to 19.36.3 NMAC for the record?
Mr. Vice Chair, I wish to enter six exhibits. Exhibit one, the notice of the rulemaking. Exhibit two, the proposed rule that was posted on the department's website. Exhibit three, the presentation that I'll be giving today. Exhibit four, the summary of our proposed changes. Exhibit five, the technical information we relied upon. And exhibit six, the 44 comments that we received during the rulemaking process.
Exhibits one through six are admitted into the record. Thank you, James. James, can you please introduce yourself to proposed amendments to 19.36.3?
Good morning, Mr. Vice Chair, members of the Commission. James Pittman, I'm the Chief of the Information Education Division, and today I'll be providing information relevant to the rule hearing on the Hunter Education Rule. So just a quick reminder of our timeline of rule development. This was first presented to the Commission at the August 2023 meeting. We had a follow-up presentation and a subsequent discussion at the October 2023 meeting, and we have our final presentation here today at the March 2024 meeting. In September of 2023, we held a virtual Hunter Education Instructor meeting to gather input from our volunteer instructors, and also a hybrid public meeting with an in-person component in Albuquerque to gather general public comment as well. And in November of 2023, the final proposed rule, as well as the technical information relied upon on that proposal, were both posted on the department's website. And again, here in March of 2024, we have our final rule hearing. So a short summary of the information that we've discussed in detail in previous presentations. The New Mexico Hunter Education Program honors out-of-state hunter education certification. So this reciprocity with other states provides a great public benefit. It's a great partnership that we definitely want to continue. During COVID, we did see an increase in the number of online hunter education courses available throughout the country. And there were a few of these online courses that did not have a minimum age restriction associated with them. As a result of that, we've seen some very young draw applicants, both resident and non-residents. You can see in the charts there, the resident applicants under the age of 10 utilizing out-of-state hunter education has greatly increased since 2020. And in the bottom chart, you can see that the youngest age of New Mexico residents applying for draw hunts, again, utilizing out-of-state hunter education, that number continues to decline. An example of that, in 2023, our youngest big game draw applicant was 3 years of age. We feel that these specific cases are potentially fraudulent, probably not that three-year-old taking that online course completely on their own. We feel that these cases are unsafe. Assuming that three-year-old is going in the field, we're not sure that individual has the knowledge and understanding to be a safe and ethical hunter. And it also impacts deserving applicants in the draw if it is a parent or guardian that is attempting to obtain those tags. So our original proposal presented to the commission was to limit the out-of-state hunter education usage to students age 10 and older. Again, we held both hunter education instructor and general public meetings to gather input. We had 54 people in attendance at those meetings. To date, we've received 44 written comments, either through the rulemaking email address or through comment cards at those public meetings. As you can see from the pie chart, we received 18 comments in support of the proposal, 7 opposed, and then 19 providing some sort of input, but not necessarily stating if they were for or against the proposal. Examples in this category include the suggestion to create a minimum age for hunting, charge a fee for out-of-state hunter education use, to get rid of the mentored youth program, or to increase or lower the age restriction that we were proposing. What we did see come out of this public comment period were some concerns from rural New Mexico, specifically looking at rural communities near state lines, where it might be easier or more convenient for them to utilize hunter education programs of adjacent states. And then also in some rural areas, online hunter education may be the best option for some of those communities. So looking at our neighboring states, we can see in Texas, there is a age 9 restriction for in-person hunter education. And in Arizona, the age 9 restriction as well, there for in-person and online hunter education. And there's a few other states that also use this age 9 cutoff for either their in-person or online hunter education. So based on this information and comment provided by the public, we altered our original proposal, which was then presented to you, the commission, at the October 2023 meeting. That proposal stands. So that is still our current proposal, to add language into the rule that the use of out-of-state hunter education would be restricted to students ages 9 and older. If passed, this rule will be valid for 4 years, effective April 1st of 2024 through March 31st of 2028. Now, that's how this rule was originally noticed, but obviously the 2024 draw application period is well underway. So we would suggest that in your motion that you would consider taking section 1936.3.8, that section dealing specifically with that age restriction, and making that section valid starting April 1st of 2025 so that it would apply to 2025-2026 draw applications and hunts, and help alleviate concerns and confusion with the current application period. And with that, I would take any questions.
Would anyone like to comment on the proposed amendments to 19.36.3? Anybody in the room? Anybody online?
No one online.
Okay. Are there any exhibits from the public that need to be entered into the record at this time? No exhibits, Mike. No exhibits. Those registered and participating in the hearing will be included in the attendance sheet, which we have right here. At this time, the attendance sheet shall be marked and admitted as Exhibit 7. The comments submitted and testimony heard during this rule hearing will be reviewed by the commission and discussed during an open session today's meeting. The commission will vote on the proposed amendments at that time. I want to thank everyone today for the participation today. Let the record show that the rulemaking hearing was adjourned at 11:48 a.m. on March 8th, 2024. Okay, commissioners, we do have this as an action item. What say you, commissioners? Is there a motion?
I would like to move with a motion, but can I ask a question prior to the motion?
You may, sir.
Just for clarifying something. Okay. On the original original proposal or recommendation, it says it states that it will start April 1st, 2024 to March 31st, 2028, and you are changing that to start April 1st, 2025 to March 31st, 2028, correct?
Vice Chair Lopez, Commissioner Clemente, only that section 3.8 would be valid starting April 1st of 2025. The remainder of the rule would be valid starting April 1st of 2024. The Hunter Education Rule expires this year in 2024, so the rest of the rule will become valid April 1st of 2024. Section 3.8 pertaining to the age restriction will become valid April 1st of 2025.
Okay, so to the age restriction. Okay, thank you.
Do we have a motion?
I'm going to go ahead and move with the motion. Move to adopt the proposed changes to 1936.3 as presented by the department, with an effective date of April 21st, 2024, and allow the department to make minor corrections to comply with the filings, this rule of the state records and archives.
Mr. Chairman, before you go on, is that the alternative motion, or I think that's you've been talking about wanting the alternative motion.
I believe he did make the alternative motion.
So. He did option one.
I did option one. So I'm going to
retract
that motion, and I'm going to put the motion that I'm going to propose is to move to adopt the proposed changes to 19.36.3 NMAAC as presented by the department, with an effective date of April 1st, 2024, with an amendment that the section 1936.3.8 will become effective April 1st, 2025, and apply to all 2025 and 26 draw applications and hunts, and allow the department to make minor corrections to comply with the filings with the rules with the state records and archives.
Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Mr. Secretary, would you please call the vote, please?
Commissioner Stump.
Yes.
Commissioner Salazar-Hickey.
Yes.
Commissioner Pack.
Yes.
Commissioner Garcia.
Yes.
Commissioner Fulfer.
Yes.
Commissioner Clemente.
Yes.
Vice Chair Lopez.
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. And to the INE staff, and James Pittman and Jennifer, I know you all are working hard on this. Thank you so much for your hard work and enduring the questions of what arose and stuff. All that work paid off today. Thank you so much, and keep on doing the voodoo that you do so well.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair.